Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article called QLD CPD Requirements Explained, Your CPD Year and the Two Sessions. And if you're a Queensland agent, this one is worth your attention.
It really is. And I think the reason people get caught out is right there at the top of the article. Your CPD year in Queensland is not the calendar year.
Right. It runs for 12 months from the anniversary of your license issue date. Your license, not January to December, not the office's renewal cycle. Whatever date your license was first issued, that's when your personal CPD year starts.
Which sounds straightforward, but it has a real knock-on effect. Two agents sitting side by side in the same agency can be on completely different CPD years.
Because each license was issued on a different date. There's no shared office deadline.
So if you've been assuming your whole team is on the same clock, that's the first thing to sort out.
And if you're not sure of your own date, the article is clear. Don't guess. Check your license. Archer also has a free CPD year calculator that tells you exactly when your year opens and closes.
Good to know. So once you've got your date sorted, what do you actually have to do?
Two sessions. Within each CPD year, you complete two CPD sessions. With Archer, both are delivered online and self-paced. You're not waiting for a scheduled classroom date or sitting through a full day somewhere. You work through the units when it suits you, finish the assessments, and download your completion certificate.
And what does it cost?
Archer delivers QLD CPD at $100 per unit. The article notes pricing can change, so confirm the current figure on the QLD CPD training page before you enroll. But they put it in good perspective. CPD is the difference between a clean renewal and being unable to trade. Most agents treat it the same way they treat the renewal fee. It's a routine annual cost of holding a license.
That's a sensible way to frame it. Now, there's something else in this article I think is the real headline, the rule that's changing on 6 June 2026.
Yes, and this one is significant. From 6 June 2026, when you go to renew your Queensland license, you must declare that your CPD is complete or provide exemption details before the renewal can be processed.
So you can't renew first and then do your CPD afterwards?
That option is gone. The renewal won't go through until that declaration is made. The article is clear. Finishing early is the only sensible approach now.
A lot of agents have historically treated CPD as the thing they'd get to after renewal. That's not available anymore.
And for principals and office managers, the article raises something worth thinking through. Because every agent is on their own CPD year, there's no single date you can put in the calendar for the whole team. Tracking who is due when, agent by agent, is a real administrative job, and it's the part that tends to get dropped when the office is busy.
So a simple register, agent by agent, with their anniversary dates.
Exactly that. Know each agent's anniversary, know when their CPD year closes, and don't assume the office shares a deadline. That's what catches agencies out.
All right, so if someone's listening to this as a Queensland agent, what's the actual plan?
Three steps. Confirm your license anniversary, mark your CPD year, then complete your two sessions well before it closes. Because Archer CPD is online and self-paced, you can do both sessions in a single sitting if you want to clear it off your list. Save your completion certificate somewhere you'll find it at renewal.
And with the 2026 declaration rule in place, doing it early is more than just good practice. It's the only way the renewal actually goes through.
Exactly. The full article goes deeper on that declaration rule and links to a state-by-state CPD guide if you want to see how Queensland sits alongside the other states. Head there for the detail. And if you're not sure where your CPD year stands, Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them directly on 1-800-069-273.
Worth a call if you have any doubt about what your year needs.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening.